Maseches Tzivik, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Shnei Dayani Gzeros Hayu Yerushalayim. There were two Dayanim that made Gzeros against Gadlanim and Yerushalayim. Admon v'Chanan ben Avishalom. One was Admon and the other was Chanan ben Avishalom. Chanan Oimer Shnei Dvarim, Admon Oimer Shiva. Chanan said two controversial dinim, and Admon said seven controversial dinim. Misha Halach l'Medina Tayyam. V'Istoi Tovas Mezonot. This is the first din that Chanan said. Somebody who went overseas, and his wife is demanding mezonot. She claims her husband did not leave her mezonot, and she wants Bezin to allow her to take some of her husband's property in order to buy mezonot with it. Chanan oimer tishava b'soit v'lo tishava b'tchila. Chanan says she has to swear at the end and not in the beginning. The end meaning when she collects a ksuba, if her husband dies, she has to make a shvua that she does not have any of her husband's property. But she doesn't have to make a shvua in the beginning, meaning when she collects mezonot when her husband went overseas, she doesn't have to take a shvua that her husband did not leave her any mezonot. Nechleku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim v'amru. Tishava b'tchila u'vasof. The b'nei kohanim gedolim argued with Chanan, and they hold she has to make a shvua in the beginning and at the end, meaning she has to take a shvua when she collects mezonot that her husband did not leave her any mezonot. Amar Rabbi Doisa ben Horkanes Kidabrin. Rabbi Doisa ben Horkanes agreed with the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim. Amar Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zaka. Yofa Amar Chana. Lo Tishava Ela B'sof. Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zaka agreed with Chana that she only has to make a shvua at the end. When she collects mezonot, she does not have to make a shvua. But that's only after 3 months. But for the first 3 months, she cannot take any of her husband's property in order to buy mezonot with it. As we assume, when her husband went overseas, he left her mezonos for at least 3 months. Maseches Tzivos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Misha halach l'medina tayyam, v'amar echad u'pernes es ishto. This is the second din that Chanan said, which is that somebody went overseas, and somebody else went ahead and supported his wife while he is overseas. Chanan oimer ibeid et moitzav. Chanan says he lost his money. Even though the Baal is mechuyev to support his wife, since this person supported her and did not give it as a loan, he gave it as a gift, the Baal does not have to give back the money that it cost him. But if he gave the money as a loan to the Isha, then the Isha has to pay him back, and the Isha could insist that her husband give her the money in order that she can pay him back. Nechleku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim v'amru. The b'nei kohanim gedolim argued with Chanan, and they hold, Yishava kamahoyti v'yito. This person can swear how much he spent on this wife, and he can take that money from her husband. And since the husband is mechuyev to support her, and they supported her instead of him, he has to pay them back. Amar Rabbi Doisa ben Horkanes Kidabran. Rabbi Doisa ben Horkanes agreed with the B'nai Kornim Zod. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zaka. Yafa Amar Chanan hiniach ma'isa v'ateren asi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that Chanan is saying, good, this person put his money on the horn of a deer, meaning just like a deer is very swift, and if somebody puts his money on a deer, the deer will run away with it, he will never be able to get his money back. So to this person, when he supported his wife, he lost his money, and he can never get it back.